Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Dingbats 200. I am your host, Sagrario, and today I am your Adobe Youth Voices podcast host. For this episode of CMYK Heavy, I hope everyone is having a good day so far. And today we have designers, and their names are Gabby and Alia. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, everyone. I'm having a good day, actually.
Hello there. I'm having a great day.
That's great. Well, I saw the buttons that you ladies made about human trafficking. Why did you choose this as your concern? Why this tagline, and what kinds of actions you ladies expecting from this topic?
Well, according to some estimates, approximately 80% of human trafficking involves sexual exploitation and 19% involves labor exploitation. There are approximately 20 to 30 million slaves in the world.
The reason we used "Everyone has a voice, let theirs be heard" is because the victims of human trafficking are led to believe that they don't have a voice, and we just wanted to let them know that they do have a voice. They can finally be able to speak up without being scared.
We wanted people to help us get this message across to the world and help decrease the amount of human trafficking. Since we're having a social media account on it, it will be easier to let people know more about human trafficking.
This is quite interesting because not a lot of people know about this. How would you describe your own individual design, and how does it communicate your concern about human trafficking?
My design shows a victim of human trafficking bringing someone else into what they have been through. My image communicates someone who's starting in sex trafficking and being brought in by someone who has been there, and how from the beginning they become trapped.
My design shows a mute button because the victims of human trafficking can't speak out against it and are silenced.
That is interesting. So what typeface did you use, and under what category is it?
I use my friend's handwriting, but it would be considered a sans serif typeface.
My bird pro, sans serif.
Fascinating. So what principles did you use for your design, and how did you use it?
I used sans serif for my tagline, a cool color scheme for to color my button, and also repetition and lines to form the barbed wire.
I used alignment, color scheme, lines, and sans serif typeface.
That is interesting, but why did you decide on the image that's on your button?
I decided on the image to show how people get trapped in trafficking once they enter it.
I chose my image to show that the victim has no say in what happens to them.
Thanks for listening to CMYK. Remember, CMYK stands for Change Making Youth Culture, a podcast of Adobe Youth Voices. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, AYV with us, and hashtag CMYK.